Spooky.
Spooky.
It's November now.
Kyle, for me, every day needs a little Halloween.
That's because you don't know how to read a calendar. So what are we doing here, Lincoln?
So what we're doing is we're talking about how that this year is the second annual year that we watched a horror movie every day for the month of Halloween.
And we cleverly, ingeniously call it the 31 Days of Halloween. No one ever uses that term.
We're fucking hacks.
We are. Really, it was an excuse last year for us to just watch a horror movie every night.
I just wanted to.
We put a little thing on Facebook. If you follow us on Facebook, I'm not pandering. We really fucking put it on Facebook. This year, I branched it out to the other shit, but we decided to do an episode this year.
We're going to not talk about every movie because...
Well, we are going to mention all 31, but we're not going to sit here for 5 fucking hours to talk about these.
And we always wrote like a little kind of, you know, couple paragraphs about the movies on Facebook. So and
some of these are getting their own episodes.
Yes. So
or already have. One of them already has an episode.
Oh, yes, that's right.
So, and one of them we were going to see in theaters this year and missed out. Thank God we'll get to that piece of shit. Two of them we were going to see in theaters.
Yeah,
this
that's
year.
Right. Two of them, yeah.
Holy, thank Jesus we didn't.
So the first day, what do we watch on the first day? Because you have the list. I don't have
October
the
1st,
list.
We watched Holidays.
Oh, fuck. That's right. We did watch that piece of shit.
The shit-ass anthology.
See, the thing about this anthology is that...
It's shit.
It's not good. Kevin Smith outdoes himself with yet another...
Outdoes him? He did outdoes himself.
He outdoes himself.
And shit.
Of just making just the worst. The worst thing.
It's ignorant. It's just ignorant.
Well, here's the thing. Spoilers, by the way, for every movie that we're going to be talking about. For the most part. I'm going to start with Holidays and fucking Kevin Smith's bullshit. So it's this guy that he's like a pimp to these webcam girls. And so they decide to turn on him. And then they put a car battery up his ass and glue it there.
They glue a vibrator in his ass hooked to a car battery.
That's what it is.
And make him cut off his own dick.
Why would he not cut the cord to the vibrator?
Yeah.
Or why would he not think about pulling out the vibrator instead of cutting off his dick?
Because that wouldn't be a short.
Why does Kevin Smith have to have his daughter and everything?
I don't know.
Is this what we're doing now?
Why does everything have to be like dick jokes still?
Because it's fucking Kevin Smith. He can't do anything else.
Such a hack, dude.
So the first couple... Okay, so the very first one I actually kind of liked, but then at the end...
The one with the heart?
The first one. No, fuck that one. That was stupid.
Yeah.
The one with...
Snake Baby?
Yeah, Snake Baby.
That was St. Patrick's Day, if I remember. We are not going to remember a lot of shit, by the way. This was a fucking month ago we watched this.
Yeah, yeah.
Snake Baby. Was just
well I like Snake Baby but it was
just ridiculous and that's what I liked about it. It was over the fucking top.
Yeah, it was a girl getting impregnated by a snake baby because of evil demonic Irish child. It was cool but the end just kind of was like eh.
There's like a weird dancing with the snake and
yeah I don't
a lot of them fell flat like the Easter one with Bunny.
Easter one really fell flat. That
Bunny Jesus,
that one could have been really cool but then it was just not. Yeah, the Easter Bunny was Jesus, like a zombie Jesus, which we thought it was going to be like an actual zombie.
It was a bunny Jesus.
Oh, that's right. It was bunny Jesus. He wasn't a zombie.
No.
That's right, because we wanted it to be zombie Jesus.
Yeah, it was just bunny Jesus.
The one out of it, though, that was really good, I thought, was with Seth Green.
That one was really good.
Yeah, it's like a virtual reality headset that he leaves a guy to die so that he can take it from him.
You can see through the per person's eyes. Like, he finds out his wife's a murderer.
It's awesome.
There was one that had the potential to be good until the end. Was the girl looking for a dad?
Oh, that's right. Because it was really fucking good up until the very end.
Yeah, it just ends with an I Am Legend monster screaming.
Yeah, it's just a stereotypical horror.
The scare didn't fit the short at all.
Yeah, she's looking for a dad who left cassette tape and it's like telling her where to go. So it's very like there's not that much music. It's just walking down.
It's just her walking and listening to a tape and it ends idiotically. There was another one that was good and I don't remember it. It was the second to last one. The Christmas one.
No, because the Seth Green one was Christmas.
Okay, it was the New Year's one then.
Oh, New Year's. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the guy that's a serial killer and then it turns out that the girl that he picked up
is also a serial killer. Okay, that was it. Good. That one was pretty good.
So Holidays,
overall, it sucks.
I mean, the two from it, yeah, Christmas and New Year's, definitely watch
those.
The
last two are good.
Yeah.
The rest are idiotic, like the woman that gives birth to the life-size human.
Well, that one could have been cool, but...
If they would have stopped the stupid human arm, or like adult arm coming out of her vagina. It's fucking stupid.
They were trying to do like a Rosemary's Baby vibe, but it just didn't work.
It didn't work at all.
And the very first one just didn't work on many levels.
No. It had good potential for an anthology. It wasn't there at all.
No.
Didn't enjoy it. Second movie was Jaws.
What can we say about Jaws?
It's fucking fantastic. Watch it.
What was the third movie?
Third movie was Dracula Untold.
Holy shit.
We'll keep this brief because we want to record an episode.
Yeah, we're totally doing an episode on this thing.
Think Gods of Egypt with vampires.
It's fucking awesome.
It's so fucking over the top and ridiculous, and we laughed our way through it, and it was great. I really hope the second one is a real thing.
Oh, that's right, yeah, because there are all the rumors about the second one. I hope so.
I really fucking hope so, because this, I had to have him laugh so hard. Out of this entire list, that was one of the more enjoyable. That one and Day 26 was pretty enjoyable.
Yeah.
Which, you act like you remember what Day 26
yes,
is.
Yes, I remember
fucking
Day
26. Idiot.
Yes.
Number four was...
Fantastic movie. It's really not a good movie, but there's things about it that are really great.
The effects in it are great.
The effects in it, yeah, are like...
It has fucking Red Brown, Dirk Benedict.
And it's one of those where it's just a fucking bonkers plot.
It's a movie from the late 70s, about a guy that gets turned into a snake gradually.
That's all you need to know.
It's ridiculous,
but it's
fun. I love it. And it has the greatest title ever of...
Oh, there was a movie, speaking about...
Okay.
I totally forgot that I was going to try to make you watch Shockma this month.
Shockma!
I forgot. I'm going to get you to watch Shockma.
We're going to watch Shockma, yeah. It's one I've wanted to watch.
It's not good.
I know.
I'm just letting you know it's not good.
Lincoln, is that a segue? Do you want me to segue to the next film?
Oh, yeah.
When you say not good? We missed this in theaters earlier this year.
Thank God.
But we had the pleasure of watching The Forest, which I think I do want to talk about for a little bit.
All right.
What a piece of shit this was. The fact that this movie was in theaters blows my fucking mind.
This one and the other one that we almost saw.
Holy shit. We'll probably talk about that one the longest in this fucking thing. That was quite possibly one of the worst movies I've ever watched.
I can't believe that The Forest was actually in theaters.
And this looked like a straight-to-DVD movie.
And there's, blah, 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 spoilers about The Forest. The ending of it and the central plot of its twins...
Doesn't really come into play.
Doesn't come into play and makes no sense.
It's just
a reason.
They didn't want to hire another actress.
So they just had Natalie Dormer.
Like, we thought they'd switch places or... No. Nope. Just one twin gets out and the other one, like, stutter flies towards the camera because she's dead zombie lady. The motivations are fucking stupid. They don't really make sense. Like, the dude that stays with her...
All these people are staying with her to go into the forest, but there's no reason why they would.
She says she doesn't believe in the supernatural stuff, but she does it every fucking turn in the movie.
Kyle, what was that?
Yeah, I'm
Kyle,
scared. We gotta get out of here.
What was that? That's her most used line of saying,
What's that? Everything. Like, was there a script?
Barely.
Yeah, she said it probably 50 times.
It just slogs along.
Of what's that? And there's no payoff. At all. They're in this haunted forest looking for a sister, and her sister gets out at the end.
And just kind of just like walks out. And then
there is a clever story there. Like how the forest makes you see and think and do things, even though this lady knows that and still falls for it. It's fucking shit. I can't even fathom what would have happened if we paid to see this fucking movie.
I was fucking angry the entire time.
Instead, it was on Amazon?
Oh, yes.
I think we bounce around on apps, so.
Or no, it was on HBO.
Yeah, it was on HBO.
Yeah, it was on HBO.
Fuck this movie.
Like, I don't have, like, anything to say about it because the movie is so boring.
Nothing happens.
One thing I do want to talk about is the beginning, where exposition happens in a span of 10 minutes of stuff that needed to be explained a lot more than just 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You can't just drop me in. There's times where that works.
And you base a story about Suicide Forest that really has nothing to do with the Suicide Forest. It could have been any haunted forest. Used a real thing shittily, which is why we didn't watch it first, because you thought it was in poor taste.
Yeah, that's how I felt about it, because I know a lot about that particular forest, and I thought it was just really
poor taste.
That
being said, with that particular forest and the story behind it, you could make an emotional, tense movie.
But they didn't.
They didn't at all. This was like the new Blair Witch, if you took all the scares. If you took out all the jump scares.
Well, yeah, because it's like the same thing about.
If you took out most of the dialogue, other than, what's that?
What's that?
What's that? I hated fucking Blair Witch, and I'm saying it was better than The Forest.
See, I don't, that's hard. I remember because you said the same thing after we watched it. You were like, I think Blair Witch was better than that.
Blair Witch, as much as terrible was, felt more like a movie. It felt like there were actual acts to the movie, like there was a progression in the film. There was no progression in this.
Because with this, there was the 10 minutes of, hey, you should care about her sister, blah, blah, blah.
Which she didn't care about her sister, didn't
And then there's a weird subplot with her and her husband. husband or fiance that goes nowhere. Yeah. Where they're like arguing. I don't know.
Nothing goes anywhere. They cram all the exposition in the beginning, and then they, like Suicide Squad, then they're just like, well, now we'll just stretch out that same exposition and pad the rest of the movie. I'm looking for my sister. So she stays in the fucking tent almost the whole movie. She doesn't leave that goddamn campsite. Why? What?
I don't know.
Fucking stupid.
I'm okay with certain movies like giving you a lot of exposition in the first like 10 minutes and then just dropping you and going.
Yeah, because they're going to tell you the story visually.
Exactly. But this did nothing.
No, it was trees.
Look at this tree.
A lot of trees. This felt like a woman just camping.
Fuck that movie.
It's just kind of a shitty person.
Fuck that movie. I knew it was going to be shit.
I didn't think it'd be that shit. Just wait. Just wait, people. Mm-hmm. Holy shit, stay fucking tuned. We'll probably rant on that one for a while. The next movie was Shaun of the Dead. Again, fantastic. Yeah,
it's great. Watch it. Works as a drama, works as a comedy, works as a horror movie.
Some of these movies, like, what can we say other than watch it? You know, they're classics or modern classics. One of them is a classic, but we have to discuss it at the end because a little linky.
Oh, yeah.
After that, we saw a movie we've been wanting to see for a while off Netflix. A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night.
Amazing.
I regret not watching this sooner.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite films we watched this month.
Yeah, it's breathtaking.
One of my two favorite. Beautiful. A lot of people won't like this film.
No, because it's more of an art film.
It's more of an art film than it is a vampire film.
I mean, even like a horror movie, you can't really say it's a horror movie.
This isn't a horror movie. She's barely does anything vampire-like in it.
There's once where she kills someone.
Yeah.
Well, two times where she kills someone, and that's about it.
I absolutely love this film. Absolutely love
it. Yeah, I don't really want to spoil anything about it because I really want people to watch this because it's on Netflix right now.
Don't go into it thinking it's a vampire horror film. It's not at all. Not in the slightest.
No.
She happens
not a traditional vampire.
She happens to be a vampire.
It's set in Iran. Is it Iran that it's set in?
Oh, yes.
It wasn't filmed
it's
in Iran.
It's not filmed there, yeah. But it's Iranian cast. Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
It is a foreign film, technically.
Because, filmed in California.
Yeah. I think of it. Yeah, it's like
I think it was filmed in San Bernardino.
An Iranian foreign film with vampires that's more of a love story drama that was filmed in California. And so,
yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
And she longboards.
She longboards, which is really, I love that scene. I love the scene where they're across the street walking. I know this sounds like it's terrible, but...
Just trust us. Just trust
really
us.
Fucking good, and it is probably the second best movie that I watched this month.
I don't know about me. I don't know. We'll go into it.
We'll see. Well, there is one you watched for the first time.
Yeah,
I'm not counting that because I've seen it 100 times.
Yeah, new ones that we saw, that was definitely... Ooh,
it's in the top three. Top three. I'm going down the list here. It's in my top three new films I saw.
Okay.
The next movie was Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. We already did an episode
on
it.
We have an episode on that.
Go listen to that. It wasn't really Halloween. We kind of cheated. Shut up. Number nine was Wes Craven's New Nightmare.
Oh, okay.
Very underrated film, I think.
I think it's one of the better... For me, Nightmare on Elm Street, I think the first one's the best. I like that the most. The
first two are fantastic.
Yeah. And then New Nightmare.
Yeah, I love New Nightmare.
I think that's easily the top three.
Don't know what New Nightmare is. It's basically the actors, Robert Englund, Heather Langenkamp, the actors are playing themselves. They come back to film a New Nightmare on Elm Street, and Freddy comes out of the script basically and becomes real. It's brilliant.
Well, yeah, especially it was such a great way to actually revitalize the franchise. Where else can you go
instead
after
of rehashing... They did something new and fresh. I liked it.
There's a lot of things now that are rather not good. There's definitely problems with it, watching it, you know, so many years later.
Oh, yeah. It's
the acting isn't the greatest on a lot of parts.
No, the effects are pretty bad.
And it kind of has a little bit of a lackluster ending.
Oh, it absolutely has a lackluster
ending. Yeah.
I guess I enjoyed the originality of it.
Yeah, and how it made sense as a progression in the franchise to do something completely different. Because with one thing with Nightmare on Elm Street that I never thought they totally utilized was just all of the stuff that you can do with somebody that inhabits dreams.
Yeah, I think too, when they were made, there were limitations in filmmaking that there aren't now. It shows in the fucking remake, which is terrible.
I think they're still trying to make another one.
They need to make it Nancy's story. Don't make it Freddy's story.
Oh, yeah.
First one isn't fuck about Freddy. I'll argue that all goddamn day long. You missed the point. Point making it about Freddy. Ugh. Ugh.
What do we watch after this?
We watched one of the most forgettable films fucking ever.
See, because I don't remember what we
watched. Most Likely to Die.
Holy shit, that's right. We did watch that movie.
Okay.
Wait, is most... Hold on.
It's the one with Jake Busey.
Oh, okay. All right.
With the graduation.
Okay, that's right.
It's like a reunion. It's just people that can't act in a house that are dying. That's it. It's like...
And then it has like a kind of twist ending, but then it doesn't.
It's like Scream, if you didn't care...
Oh, that's right. This is the movie that halfway through it, I was just playing the Bleach game on my phone.
It was
I couldn't deal with
we
it.
We knew it would be bad. That's why we watched it.
But I thought it'd be fun.
We looked at the picture. We laughed.
Yeah, because it's a guy in like graduation outfit with like a bloody sword.
Whatever. This is like if Lincoln and I wanted to make a slasher film with our friends, just at his house. It's the only set we got. We'll just make it work. That's what this movie was. And the twists, why I say it's like Scream is, you know, there's two killers in Scream. There's two killers here, but they don't. That's just how it ends. Oh, they killed the one killer. No, another killer came and helped him up. And it just ends. Were they thinking this would be a sequel? We watched this based on Jake fucking Busey being in it.
That's all I wanted.
And he dies without saying a goddamn word in this movie.
Well, yeah, he dies immediately, and then we have to deal with TMZ guy for the
rest
of the time.
Oh, God, Perez Hilton.
Yeah, Perez Hilton, there we go.
Fuck that dude. Fuck that dude. I hate him. I hate Perez.
I didn't even know he was still a thing.
Well, who knows when this film was made? He's not. He was in Most Likely to Die.
I know, but I'm saying I didn't know that he was still, like, doing stuff.
Jake Busey, though, he needs to be doing more shit. Because I like Jake Busey. He does nothing but shit movies, but he's a cool dude. Jake Busey's a cool dude.
Is Jake Busey the guy that you tweeted?
Yeah, when I was sitting at a table next to him at a convention, like we're eating dinner. I was like, I'm going to tweet Jake Busey. And he tweeted me back, and I felt really awkward. So I'm like, I hope he doesn't realize I am watching him eat, basically.
I'm watching him tweet.
I wasn't, but, you know, I was just like, holy shit, that's Jake Busey. Can we just skip the next movie?
What was the next movie?
The next movie is one that Lincoln thought would be good. I tried talking him out of it, and he's like, no, no. It's going to be good. Let's watch the Amityville Horror remake.
Oh, that's right.
And I was like, motherfucker, I've seen the Amityville Horror remake. He's like, nah, it's just, it'd be good.
Like, no, you know, I think it'd be good. It's got, you know, it's got
Ryan Reynolds.
It's got Ryan Reynolds in it. I kept saying Ryan Gosling, but
it's not good. You know what makes the first one good is like how they slowly play out that he's like being possessed, you know, the house is kind of taken over. Not in this.
No.
Every 2 seconds, there's a ghost and a scare.
Yeah, there's ghosts. There's things, you know, slamming doors, and then he just goes crazy.
You see the ghost in the closet with the cheerleader, and then he just fucking snaps.
Well, he snaps within, like, 2 days. And he's just like, I'm going to decapitate you with this fucking saw.
Instant. I don't get this movie. I don't get why it was scary. The first one.
It's also kind of boring.
Yeah, because they show too much. Every 2 seconds.
Yeah,
because no downtime.
You know exactly what's going to happen, and you're just like, this is...
No downtime. It's funny that I'm complaining about it showing too much because of the next film. I love Ryan Reynolds. He was okay in this.
See, I don't even think his performance was that good.
He was coming off Van Wilder, if I'm not mistaken. No, this is probably...
No, this was like post-Van Wilder.
This might have been around, like, Buried.
This was like 2007, 2008.
Ugh.
Like, that's why I don't think that it was a good performance from him.
It is shit. Watch the original. It slow plays it.
I don't know. I just had a feeling maybe this one would be good.
You know, Amityville Horror, based on a quote-unquote true story. Depends on what side of the fence you're on with Ghost. I don't think it's all that true, but that's just me. Who am I to tell George?
I'm John Valjean!
George, whatever his name is. What the fuck are their names? I don't remember.
What?
Lutz. The Lutz
family. Oh, okay.
Who am I to tell them they're wrong? But, you know, the movie, the original did go on to spawn a sequel where the lamp was haunted by the ghost.
Right. Yeah, because you were
telling
me. I think
it was Amityville 4 was fucking lamps.
There's 4 of them?
Oh, dude, there's like 8.
Why?
There's a shitload of them. Amityville horror movies.
I thought it was but...
Yeah, the true story just ends when they leave the house.
Yeah.
No, the movie kept going. The franchise stayed alive. Oh, there's a ton of them, dude. A ton.
Can we watch it?
No.
Why not?
You watch all the witchcraft movies with me, all like 13 of them.
I mean, I would gladly watch the witchcraft movies.
You haven't seen all the witchcraft
movies. The only thing I remember from witchcraft is going into, do you remember, was it Mr. Video?
Mr. Video, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Video, they had all of them there in the cassettes.
VHS?
The VHSs. And I remember looking at them. I was like, I think this is porn.
No, wasn't porn.
I was like 8, and I was picking up. I was like, pretty sure this is porn.
Not porn.
Yeah, it looks like porn.
It's not, though. I've seen all of them.
There was witchcraft, because I know that before that, there was one that was like witches.
Of Eastwick? With Cher?
Maybe. Were there
Jack
a lot
Nicholson?
Of them?
No, there's just one.
Okay. Well, there was this one series. It was like 6 of them that started with witches, but it wasn't witchcraft.
Was it Witchboard?
Ooh, maybe it was. I just remember the VHS were directly to the left of it.
Might have been Witchboard. Okay. I think there's a bunch of those.
There's a lot of VHSs, by the way. Going back to Mr. Video.
I swear, most of my VHS that I own, I got there when they went out of business.
See, I wish that I would have... Okay, I'm going to talk about this more with The Exorcist, but I'll go ahead and talk about it.
Well, spoiler, we watched The Exorcist. It's ruined everything. I'll just throw this fucking list out the window.
I'll go more warrants this with the last
with
movie.
With the mystery 31st
with,
movie.
With the mystery 31st movie that I watched about how that my parents do not like horror movies. Like, my dad fucking hated horror movies. My mom hates horror movies.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the time where we tried to watch fucking Hellraiser with her?
Holy shit.
No. Nope. Not gonna happen.
She fled the house.
So I never was into horror movies. I wish I was during the Mr. Video days, because I remember so many VHSs there. Uh-huh. They probably would have been worth money now, and I wish I would have owned.
Funny enough, I do think that's where I bought my copy of The Exorcist. And I know I bought The Elephant Man.
Yeah.
I have an Elephant Man on VHS. Bought a ton. Everybody, you know, like, I miss all the video stores in town. We do still have one, so fuck everybody says they don't exist.
Yeah, fuck you.
We still have one. It's great. We get a lot of stuff there. But I've bought so many VHS and games like West Side and K&P Video.
They had all of the Goosebumps series. I did get those because my parents didn't really consider those horror for some reason. I don't know.
Okay.
And then, fuck, there's a movie that they had there. Thinking back,
Clockwork Orange,
crazy that I didn't, you know, crazy that they had it there. Fuck, what was it? I think it was a...
Was it porn?
No, it wasn't porn. It was something in the vein of, like, Chopping Mall. Like a big cult classic that I remember that had the original VHS there.
Okay. That'd be pretty cool.
Could have bought it. Could have bought it, but
I bought a fucking shit ton of VHS.
But I was 8 years old and bought all the Pokemon and Dragon Ball Z VHSs. Because
Mr. Video was, like, was shared with Karma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then what was the one that was over by the...
This is the most local conversation we've ever had on this podcast.
Marsh? Do you remember the one that was by Marsh?
I remember the one in Marsh.
Oh, that's right. There was one in Marsh. Do you remember it branched out to an actual...
Oh, movie gallery.
Yeah, a movie gallery. Mm-hmm. I remember movie gallery a lot, too.
We had a ton.
So anyways, next day.
The just fuck?
Going down memory lane.
Yeah, people have no idea, nor do they give a fuck.
Well, fucking movie gallery used to have this thing where you could get two VHS and one DVD for like $5. Mm-hmm. It was like, what the fuck? So my parents would get a DVD and then I'd get two VHS. What was I going to get, Kyle? That's right. I'm getting fucking Garbage Pail Kids movie.
Oh, I'm so
on
sorry.
Fucking VHS because I fucking love Garbage Pail Kids. And then, oh, I actually did by accident get a horror movie once.
Did you?
Yes. It was American Werewolf in London.
I got a movie once thinking it was horror because it was in the horror section. It was Clockwork Orange. And that opened up my fucking young mind.
I got that one at Family Video when I was 13.
I got that at West Side Video.
See, Family Video, which is the one that we still have, that's the one that really, like, I think I talked about this before, about how they used to sell me R-rated movies all the time when I was like 13.
They don't give a fuck.
They were the real MVPs about
this.
They
don't care.
That's when I got like Clockwork Orange, I got Alien, I got Halloween, all the shit.
Yeah, they don't care.
Shout outs, Family Video.
Yeah, love you. We do get a lot of our films that we watch there.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that says video stores don't exist or LOL who goes to video stores, fuck off. Support your local video retail business.
Not many stores. Left.
No, we're lucky to have the one we do. They're good people.
Well, because I think that they're only a Midwest thing.
And we find a lot of shit there.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah.
Like the newest Lost Boys they have?
Yeah. We're going to watch that sometime. Gibby?
Oh, yeah, Gibby. Who could... Yeah.
By the way, they were selling their copy of Gibby, and guess who fucking owns Gibby now?
That's fucking right, we own
Hell
Gibby.
Hell yeah, we own Gibby.
Now we just need to go to a convention where Gibby's going to be there so I can have a picture with Gibby.
Oh my God.
And understand that you will never see me happier than that.
I want Gibby on the podcast. This little squeaking into the mic.
No, because he'll probably fucking attack me.
Good.
Out of love.
It's a she.
I'm not assuming the monkey's gender.
It's a she. It's not assumed.
Gibby, if Gibby maybe feels like that she is male, I will respect Gibby's wishes. But Gibby needs to vocalize to me the concerns.
Monkeys can't talk, and its name is Crystal, not Gibby.
What was the next day that we did?
Pontypool.
Oh, yeah. This movie's great.
Another movie a lot of people would hate because they don't really show much.
It's all very self-contained in one area, and
It's a zombie outbreak movie that's basically narrated to you by a radio DJ. You're in his booth, and he's telling you what's happening and what's going on. And I think it's fucking great.
Oh, yeah. I watched this for the first time. I think it was on AMC about 10 years ago.
Yeah, it is 100% a character drama piece. I don't remember the lead actor's name.
I can't either. I don't really remember.
But he controls this film. I mean, he really hooks you in.
Well, it's really great because I remember I watched it, I didn't understand what kind of movie it was. I wasn't expecting anything. It was just...
I was expecting a zombie movie. That's why I watched it. But instead you got like this really, there's a lot of emotion and 10 scenes by him just speaking. And that's a very powerful thing in a film. Acting is a lost art in a lot of Hollywood films anymore. I'm looking at you, Avengers and X-Men and every other superhero movie for the most part.
Yeah.
We haven't seen Doctor Strange yet. Heard good things. Next It's a little foreign ditty about vampires. We got on a vampire fucking kick.
Well, a couple of them we didn't know were vampire movies.
Well, this one we did, and we just wanted to watch it again, because this is one of my favorite vampire movies. Just let the right one in.
It's fantastic.
The original.
Yeah, I don't want you
not to. Not the fucking American remake.
Well, I don't think the remake's bad.
It's not bad, but I don't think the...
Well, it doesn't get the message of the
original. Leads aren't as good. Kind of. This is a very lighthearted, but they really toe the line of comedic lightheartedness to fucking brutal. There's some brutal shit in this.
Vamping out.
Just kills it. Ugh.
What country is the original one from?
Sweden.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It's basically about a little girl who's a vampire. And her dad is just trying to protect her and feed her and keep her from killing people. And she falls in love with a little boy. And then she fucking starts killing people.
You know what's a really good book that's kind of in the same vein by this?
Twilight.
Not Twilight.
Is there another vampire book? I guess the Vampire Academy series?
Oh. I'll get to that. No, there's this book. I read it when I was like 14, I think. I got it from the local library on a whim because it just looked like a cool cover. And I still really like the book.
Salem's Lot.
No, it's called Vamped.
Okay, I've heard of Vamped.
It's really good. It's about the main character is a vampire, and he finds an infant and decides to raise it. And then it's just the kooky shenanigans of being a vampire and raising a human kid. But it's actually really well written, and he's a good character.
Yeah, that sounds very similar to this. I really love this movie a lot. Another good vampire one, we watched it last year while we were doing The Shadows.
Oh, God.
I know we watched it a year ago. Fucking watch that movie.
I'm also so excited for the sequel.
Yes.
We Are the Wolves, I think is what it's going to be called.
Oh, it's going to be so good. Should we just skip to Vampire Academy?
Because we did. What's the next movie? When is
it? I want to preface the next movie.
When is it, Kyle?
By saying Troma does have...
Oh, fuck.
Troma has some really good movies.
Oh, no. I didn't know it was coming this soon.
Troma has some really, like, fun... Fun movies. I'm going to put up like a little collage thing of this, of all the movie posters. So I want you to look at the poster for this fucking movie, because this poster has nothing to do with this film. We blame Art Del Fuente for this, because we've got on Amazon Prime. I called him, had him pick a random number. He gave it to us.
Yeah, because we couldn't think of anything to watch that night.
And his number stopped on a little film called Video Demons Do Psycho Town.
So at first I was like, fuck yeah, let's do this. That sounds awesome.
And this is the most boring film on our list.
I don't know if I can tell you what the plot is. I don't remember.
The plot is these people go to this town to film something, and they end up just finding spooky things in their VHS tapes. They seriously just watch VHS tapes this whole movie.
But then isn't there a killer at the end or something?
I think, and like a raincoat.
Yeah, that's all I remember.
There's not really a psycho town. There's no demons.
They have...
There's no guy in spikes like the guys from fucking Weird Science that's on the cover.
Yeah, and then there's like the people in the town that are talking.
They're all like
about...
voodoo guy. Yeah, there's the guy overacting guy.
That dude's pretty rad.
Holy.
Then there's something of where they're in a bar.
That's
right?
Where the overacting dude's at.
Yeah. That dude ruled.
That dude is great, but then he goes away and, oh, this is just a movie in the dark with TV fuzz in the background and people fucking talking. And there's like awkward sex. Remember the awkward sex scenes? That girl wasn't wanted at all? The actress?
Oh, yeah. Where it was just awkward because you're like, oh, no, this is...
Like, the actress did not want to be doing these scenes.
I remember the next movie.
Troma has good movies.
I remember it, Kyle.
Troma has good movies.
Remember when we watched Vampire Academy the next day?
Actually, no. I don't remember...
This is going to be a flip-flop of where I remember this movie, but you don't.
I don't remember a single fucking thing about Vampire Academy.
The only reason why I wanted to watch Vampire Academy was just because I knew it was going to be bad. And I wanted to see how much of a boring young adult novel movie it was going to be.
It must be really boring because I don't remember it.
There's the main character that's like a quirky Emma Page, and she's... friends with the vampire.
Who the
and she's
Emma
like,
Page?
Did I say Emma Page?
Who's Emma Page?
Ellen Page.
She's not like Ellen Page.
But that's what her character was trying to be.
Yeah, like the June. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not very good. Ellen Page is not this actress.
Ellen Page is not good?
No, Ellen Page is good. Not this actress.
Oh, not her. See, I didn't think she was that bad. With what she was given.
Yeah, with what she was given.
Because you know that all of the, in the script, it was like, quirky comment. Say it quirkily.
We thought it was going to be like a Monster High type, just ridiculous high school movie, but everybody's just vampire. The vampires really don't play into this fucking all.
Not really. I mean, the whole thing is...
Other than, like, there's
this,
bad vampires?
There's bad vampires. They're trying to kill the good vampires, and she's protecting the good vampire who's going to be the new school leader.
And then there's, like, the 40-year-old kung fu guy.
Oh, that she falls in love with?
That she, like, fucks.
Well, she doesn't fuck him.
You know they fucked.
No, they don't fuck because apparently Ka looked into it in the wiki.
Why were you wikiing Vampire Academy?
I was
Academy?
In the wiki of Vampire Academy. Holy And fuck. They don't, there's a love triangle, and it doesn't happen for quite some time. So they did not.
Whatever. It was weird. And that guy was not good.
Oh, no.
You could tell he was probably the stunt coordinator.
Well, he couldn't fucking talk. He was, no. He was like Swedish, but wasn't even trying to enunciate. He was just,
I'm fine.
And she's like, haha, I want to fuck you.
Ha-ha, Turbo.
Turbo.
We'll get to Turbo. That's on this list. We've been mentioning Turtle Blood. We're going to get to it. We'll talk about that. We have to talk
We're
about that.
We're going to talk, yeah, yeah.
Even though we did an episode on it.
So Vampire Academy is just fucking boring. I don't know. It wasn't good. Tried to be a quirky little teen young adult movie with vampires.
And it was just generic. Like Bratz was better.
Apparently, again, on the wiki, Kyle. On the wiki, because I checked it.
This is just the worst thing.
Apparently, everybody hates the movie adaptation. Okay. Especially because the main character in the books is supposed to be of mixed race, curvy, I guess is kind of the, you know, like not slim body type, and isn't constantly spouting one-liners.
Oh god, yeah, this is nothing but one-liners.
So apparently the books are supposed to, and the books are supposed to have satirical elements to the Twilight dumb shit, like love triangle stuff.
Okay, so I just thought it was generic.
Yeah.
The next movie, though, probably the best special effects on any movie we watched, it was Birdemic, Shock and Terror.
God fucking damn it.
I legitimately love Birdemic.
I do too.
It is so fucking good. Have you watched it with commentary yet?
No, you keep telling me I need to.
It's just Whitney Moore and Alan Baugh making fun of the fucking movie.
We probably should have watched it with commentary this time.
Really should have. I love this. If you haven't seen Birdemic, do yourself a favor. I know you've seen like the birds, they just hover and they're swinging at it with things. They're like, oh, the eagles killed Becky. Hey, Birdemic 2? You haven't seen it yet, right?
No, I haven't seen
We're going to do Birdemic 2 at some time.
Isn't it on Amazon?
I own it.
Oh, that's right.
I own Birdemic 2. No, it's on Popcorn Flicks. We've been looking at Popcorn Flicks. Right. Downloading all these fucking movie apps just to broaden our range of shit. I love Birdemic. Apparently he's doing crowdfunding to make Birdemic 3. People, if you've watched Birdemic.
I thought they got funded already.
Did it get funded?
I'm pretty sure.
Holy shit. Anyway, get more money. The thing with Birdemic 2, The Resurrection, is he realized people love the first one because it's shit. So he goes over the fucking, there's zombies in it. There's every single cast member comes back. It is so over the top. It's like Samurai Cop 2 level. You know, okay. Like, let's just go all out with it. And I fucking love it. Prehistoric birds. Whitney Moore didn't want to be there.
No, at not at all.
You can tell she didn't want to be there. Holy fuck. I love Birdemic. I literally love Birdemic. I watch it all the time. I want to own the soundtrack.
Do they have a physical soundtrack?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Well, if The Room has a physical soundtrack.
Yeah, I bought you The Room soundtrack for Christmas last year.
Which I'm pretty sure is still in my car.
Oh, it's...
Because I listen to it.
So yeah, the Birdemic has to. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. You know what else I love?
What?
A movie that has been on our suggestions list since we fucking started this podcast.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
We finally watched The Babadook Duke Duke.
It's one of the best horror movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, hands down.
Done.
One of the absolute best horror movies I've ever watched.
We did, in fact, record an episode on it, so I don't want to talk too much about it.
I will say in our episode, we go off on why we love horror.
That's right. Yeah, we go on a very long conversation about why we love horror.
But it should tell you that this movie prompted us to talk about this is why we love horror. I love The Babadook. Duke. So fucking good and minimalistic and amazing performances. Watch The Babadook.
If you don't, Duke. Just come fuck off.
Just go watch it. I have to follow it up with a Duke each time.
Yeah, because, you know, my opinion of
and
movies...
Somebody please re-release the book.
I think... Oh, yeah, the actual pop-up book.
There's a pop-up book in it.
Yeah, the OG one. I don't know if they'll ever do it, though, because kind of the director's whole thing about it is that she just wanted to do it, move to the next thing, and let it stand as its own.
Has she done more? Did we look up?
I don't think so.
She's one of those... Now, I will follow the career. She gets it. She fucking gets movies. She gets horror. Everything. Fucking amazing movie.
Yeah, big movies that come to mind to
It's up
me.
There with It Follows is like the throwback.
The last like 5 years have made...
House of the Devil.
Three particular movies that I think are going to be cult classic horror movies. Babadook, easy. Done.
Yes.
The Witch, done.
I think it'll be up there, yeah.
And It Follows.
It Follows should be.
Oh, most
I
definitely.
Think House of the Devil should be up there as well.
Yeah.
I really...
But I always forget what... I think it came out like 2007. I'm talking last 5 years.
Oh, last 5 years. Okay. Yeah. Babadook needs to be there now. It absolutely needs to be in people's top. Just fucking watch it. Holy shit, watch it.
Do we follow the Babadook ups with something good?
Interview with the Vampire.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, because I just really fucking wanted to watch it again. Like I said, we were on a vampire kick.
Did we do? I think that might be the, this might be the last vampire movie.
Is it the last vampire movie?
It's the last vampire movie.
Okay, yeah, we kicked it off with it. Yeah, because after we watched it, you said, all right, we're done with vampires.
Yeah, because you kept like just going for vampires. I'm like, we can't do all fucking vampire movies. I need a change. I mean, if you haven't seen it, it's fucking like 20 some years old. Go watch a fucking movie.
I own the VHS of it.
It's got Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise.
It's fantastic. The books are great, too.
And Lil Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, I love Anne Rice.
Just go fucking watch it.
It's great. Probably one of the best vampire movies of all time.
I would agree. It's up there with, like, Lost Boys.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't compare them.
Yeah, but just a movie with vampires.
I like a lot of vampire movies. I hate a lot of vampire movies, but I like a lot. You know, Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. I loved. Let the Right One In. I loved.
Vampire Academy. Kyle, say it.
I didn't remember Vampire Academy. I
loved it.
It slowly came back to me as you're talking. I forgot about it. I was going through our Instagram photos, getting this list. I'm like, I don't even remember that movie. The next one I didn't remember either, even though I thought it was fucking fantastic. Rigor Mortis.
Oh, yeah. I've been talking about that a lot recently. I've been talking up a storm because I know a couple of people that I work with would definitely be interested in it. I'm trying
it's
to get them
Korean?
To watch it.
Was it Korean?
No, it's Chinese.
Chinese. I'm not racist. I just didn't remember.
Well, because that's we were trying to choose between a Korean or a Chinese.
That's true. We don't read the. We didn't know going in what it was. And we didn't really understand the ending at first. Until we did, we had to do some research.
Yeah. This, I don't want to spoil the ending because I actually, this is one of the best foreign horror I've seen in a long time.
It makes me want to watch the Mr. Vampire stuff because that's what this is based off of.
Yeah, this is basically a, like Wes Craven's New Nightmare for
Mr. Vampire.
Right? Yeah.
We didn't know that going in, so we did have some questions about like these characters just suddenly, and the end didn't make much sense to us. It's a very clever take on just horror. It's horror action.
Yeah, it's definitely an action movie as well.
With some legitimate creepiness in it.
I love the visuals. All the special effects are really great. There's
God, the thing at the end with his arm.
Yeah.
That was, I don't know why that got to us, but his arm just keeps twisting until it just snaps off.
Definitely watch this. It's, you know, it's really, really good.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
How I've been describing it is kind of like a Chinese Del Toro movie because it focuses so much on visuals.
It'd be like Lady in the Water. It was good. I'm just saying like the apartment complex of people that all have unique abilities. They're there for a reason. We would probably know more if we watched the other ones, and I wouldn't mind trying to track them down, Mr. Vampire stuff, because I enjoyed this movie a hell of a lot. The next movie you weren't actually there for.
Oh, that's right.
Voltron came over, and we watched the new Rocky Horror Picture Show. I know it's getting shit on
a
lot.
I caught the last 10 minutes
of it. It's getting shit on a lot.
Is it?
A lot. Okay. Is it as good as the original? Fuck no. But I thought it was a fun film. What it felt like to me was a new cast did a play of Rocky Horror Picture Show. And that's how I took it. I didn't take it as like this big injustice, fucking burn the house down. People hate it. No matter how good this was, people are going to hate it because of their love for the original. They add some things. They kind of intercut it with crowd stuff. It is what it is. I thought it was a fun nod. They weren't trying to be something else. They weren't trying to outdo them. They weren't trying to be a remake or new. It felt like a stage play being
filmed. Kind of being an homage. And being fun.
It felt like a love letter to the original to me. Don't know why people are hating on it so much. I guess if you see it the way I see it, maybe you wouldn't. And it was people that loved the original and they wanted to try to do it their best they could at it. I thought they did. It's not great. I didn't regret watching it. I enjoyed it. And watching with Voltron, it was fun. I think it was at work. Missed all the pizza and the Rocky Horror. And
I'm not the biggest Rocky Horror fan in the world. Like, I like the first one.
I enjoy it, but I don't think it's like the greatest thing known to man, like a lot of people do.
Yeah. I've never wanted to see, like, you know how people like watch it and act and stuff with it.
I've never wanted to go to that.
I don't really care.
I think it'd be obnoxious.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to fucking, like, bring through shit. But this new movie, like, intercut that.
Okay.
So, like, when he's like, great Scott, it cuts to a theater full of people throwing toilet paper. I mean, you put that, this is just a love letter to the original. People are saying it's a terrible remake. I didn't actually see it as a remake.
See, I guess that's kind of the thing, you know.
Like, did you see the producer stage play as a remake of the movie? No. It's a fucking love letter to the movie. That's 100% what this was to me.
Yeah, me coming in is basically not really a big fan of Rocky Horror. I don't understand the hate from it. Because I didn't see it as being malicious at all.
And yeah, it's not like Rob Zombie's Halloween. It wasn't trying to remake anything.
Well, you know, even the last, 15 minutes or whatever I watched felt like it was just, fun. Let's have a new cast just do the movie. And
you know, we still were singing along to the songs, and it was still that fun time. It was just different people doing it. Tim Curry, it was sad to see Tim Curry in it.
But it was good to see
Tim Curry. Yeah. But it's just, I love Tim Curry, and I hate seeing him not well. And there was a funny joke in it, I thought, when they were sitting down for dinner, she goes, I hope it's not Meatloaf again.
Oh, yeah.
That made me laugh. The next movie, speaking of making me laugh, Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon. I'm not going to say much because I will spoil. Lincoln hasn't watched this movie.
Yeah, we did. There were a couple of days, these two particular, that I was unable to get over here to watch anything because of my work. It's been really crazy. So we made an effort of at least one of us.
I watched him, yeah. I don't want to spoil this movie for him because he needs to watch it.
And I told you, fuck you. You're not spoiling it.
Starts out as a comedy. I don't think it's a spoiler. It's like a mockumentary. You knew that. Of a guy that wants to be a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
And in this world, like Freddy, Jason, Michael, they're real. And it becomes something better. It's really fucking good. Watch it. It has Robert Englund in it.
Oh, I didn't know Robert Englund was in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's good. It's not like all those shit movies we saw on popcorn flicks he's in. Like the fucking theater one. What was it?
Oh, yeah.
The Final Curtain or
Final
Last Popcorn.
Last something. Last
Cinema. It looked fucking dumb.
Which I brought up, is it post or pre Dark Knight Rising shootings?
In all fairness, five people have watched this movie. I don't think it matters either way.
One of them was Robert Englund.
That poor bastard makes some shit movie. He was in Zombie Strippers. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, he was in Zombie Strippers?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I have it. Somebody bought it for me. You like zombie films? Here's every zombie movie ever. And I'm like, I don't like all of them.
Random question. Is Doug Bradley a douche in real life?
Yes.
Okay.
I met him at a convention. I have his autograph. He wasn't the most pleasant person. He wasn't John Hurt, who I hope listen to this motherfucker. Yeah. Fuck you, John Hurt. Fuck you, piece of shit. I go and I hand you money to sign my copy of Chud, and you want to talk about how nobody should like that piece of shit? Garbage, it should be burned. I had to fucking yell at you to sign my shit? I fucking like Chud. And if you think Chud is a shit movie, then John Hurt, you haven't watched your own fucking movie. Fantastic 80s horror movie.
The Doug Bradley thing just comes from, I was talking to Mercedes about this, about how that she heard that Doug Bradley wasn't the most pleasant person. It was because I was wearing my Hellraiser 3 shirt at work because it was Halloween, so I was able to wear something. And I kind of equated it to Han Solo. I call it the Han Solo effect.
Okay.
And where you have one role that everybody thinks of you when you don't want that role to be the one that everybody thinks of your career.
Oh, so the Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It could have just been wrong place, wrong time. Linda Blair is one. I've always heard she's a bitch. But then you hear like, no, she's amazing.
Hmm.
You know, if you happen at a convention, if you have to be five people behind that piece of shit that was giving them a hard time, you're going to see a different side of them.
Yeah, and I was saying, you know, for Doug Bradley, that I don't think he probably doesn't, like, hate the Hellraiser role.
Well, no, because that's why people are giving him money.
But, you know, if you're not super into it, I can see you just being like, hey, hello, hi, let me write your name down. And
he was very short, and you could tell he didn't want to be there. He just wanted your money. Whatever, though, I got him to sign something, and he said, see you in hell, and it was fucking awesome. I love Hellraiser, first three.
Kyle, all the Hellraiser movies are awesome.
You're a fucking liar. You're a liar, and one day we're going to watch them. You've seen
I've seen most of them.
Have you seen Bloodlines?
No, I don't think I've
seen Revelation.
I saw Revelations.
So fuck you. Have you seen Cyber?
Yeah, I saw it.
Fuck you. I remember. Fuck you saying they're good.
The only ones I don't think I ever saw Inferno.
I haven't seen Inferno,
and I didn't see
Deader.
I haven't seen Deader yet.
It's called fucking Deader.
So it's like, oh no.
We're going to go down this rabbit hole sometime. Don't know when, but it's a thing that's happened. And Uwe Boll, we got to go down that rabbit hole because apparently he's retired from filmmaking.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
It's not going to last.
No.
What else is he going to do?
No, he's just going to fight critics. You want to fight us because we fucking love you. Your movies are shit, but I love them.
Do you think I could box Uwe Boll?
He would beat the fuck out of you.
I don't know, though.
Have you seen the fights he's had?
Yeah, but he actually trains. Oh, so he started training?
I'm pretty sure. He could take you.
Because the OG, like when he originally started doing it, I was pretty sure he was just getting his ass beat.
No, he kicked all. He won all of them.
All right.
No. I will say his movies are terrible, but I think that's why I love them.
Well, like, I think there's a charm to them, certain ones.
I think the charm is him.
It charms him and the fact that he is trying to make a competent movie without being able to.
I don't think he's trying to. I think he's just trying to make money.
Well, I think that's where it was towards the end. That's why I say like.
Well, because didn't he find like the in Germany, like he actually did the math. He's a smart dude. He actually would make more money off a bad movie than he would off a good movie.
Yes. That's when it changed. This is like after House of the Dead. House of the Dead's like the last one that I think it was him trying to actually make a good movie.
Oh, he was. wasn't trying to make that good. He re-released a director's cut where he had a fart. Oh, that's fart right. sounds.
Yeah. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
I need to own that copy. If anybody can find the director's cut, I'll sign it Amazon. Don't be lazy. Like, find it for me. Go to a store, buy it for me, and send it to me. This is what I want. I'm going to be like, give me your gifts. I'm not giving my address, though, so figure that out.
Then, yeah, how are you going to pay me?
Don't actually buy me shit. We'll get a P.O. box if you want to send stuff. That's a fucking lie, too. I need to stop.
No, I want a fucking P.O. box.
No, I'm not paying for shit.
Who's going to send me shit in the mail?
No, don't send us
They're going to glitter bomb us?
Don't send us anything. Ever. Please, God, no. Buy all of our merchandise, though.
We don't have any. They don't know.
Next movie. We were looking forward to. It was okay. Sinister?
Yeah, it was okay.
It was okay.
I don't have much to talk about it because it was just kind of okay.
Ending fell kind of flat for me.
Ending fell flat. I thought it would have been way cooler if instead of an actual paranormal thing.
Mr. Boogity.
No, it was the Bagul.
Bagul. Yeah, but the kids called him.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Not Mr. Boogity. That's from Halloween Town. They called him the Boogity. Yeah. Boogity. Boogity.
If it would have actually been a serial killer, like getting kids to kill their parents, I thought it would have been way cooler.
Yeah, and like they slow played stuff with Ethan Hawke, which is cool. The first couple times, but when they repeatedly do the same thing over and over and over again, it really drug on. Like with the projector starting on its own every fucking time.
Yeah, it was cool the first time.
Like they needed to change stuff up.
Well, it got to a point about 75% through the movie where I feel like they just kind of ran out of stuff to do.
Yeah, so I can only imagine. I've heard the sequel shit, but they seem to run out of stuff.
Oh, that's right.
There
is a sequel. Yeah. It was okay.
Yeah.
I can't say I hated watching it.
No, because if it wasn't Ethan Hawke, I would have tuned out. He carried the movie, the plot, really. I think the plot would have made a good short. It just felt too stretched out. But I enjoyed it, I guess. It just, I wanted more from a Sinister. What was next? Oh, fuck off. Just go fuck yourself.
Oh, I was waiting.
Oh, god damn.
Because I remembered what the next one was.
Oh, fuck. Predators is next.
Oh, shit.
No, I just skipped it.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was like, what the fuck? I was pretty sure it was the next
one. Holy fuck. This may be the most incompetent film I've ever watched that I know was in fucking theaters worldwide.
Isn't it great to know that this was in theaters, Kyle?
This was in goddamn theaters.
In theaters. People paid money for this. We almost paid money for this.
Yeah, because we wanted to see a horror movie. It was the only one there. Fucking, it's The Gallows. You can say what you want about Birdemic and The Room. These people at least had some notion of how to make a fucking movie. These sons of bitches, no fucking clue. No fucking clue. Hey, what's the first rule of a found footage film, Lincoln?
Is it to make your audience know while you're filming?
Yeah. You know what The Gallows didn't do?
They didn't do that.
There's no fucking reason for this to be found footage. There's no fucking reason for our main character with the camera to be a fucking douchebag that can't act to save his life. Hey, like, yo, bro.
Yeah, bro. Whoa.
Whoa, look at her titties. She's got titties. Whoa.
Look at those big old titties. Whoa.
Oh, my fucking God. Holy shit. Holy shit.
And in terms of incompetency, I'm just going to ruin the end of the movie right off the
gate. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
So the end of the movie, you find out that the girl that was there that was... Because there's this play, and earlier this kid died because he...
Because he accidentally was hung. Why did they make The Gallows
real? Yeah, why
real?
Did they make her a real gallows?
This is a high school play, and they actually built a goddamn working trapdoor on their gallows? What the fuck? This movie, like, wants you to believe there's foul play with her. We don't know. I never touched on that. The killer is just...
Well, the killer, he dies because this one guy was supposed to be there, but he ditched because he was a jock.
Which was one of our characters' dad.
So he's trying to get revenge. And then it turns out that his daughter...
His daughter was the lead in the play, and she was in on it.
But it specifically says many times that this was 20 years later. The 20th anniversary.
No, it was like 23 years later or something like that.
Anyway.
She would have been over 20.
Well over
She's
20.
In high school.
Did anybody fact check this?
It's not even fact checked. Did anybody, like, get a calculator? Did anyone, like, use common... A second grader can do this math.
Because it was supposed to be... And it said many times it was supposed to be in, like, 2014. I'm sorry, but this doesn't add up.
This is fucking terrible. This is one of the worst movies I've ever watched. Like, worst made. I'm not saying worse like Jack and Jill worst.
Yeah.
Incompetently made. The Room is better made than
because
this.
There's so many parts that don't make sense.
They don't know how to frame a shot.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, all the times where it was as bad as a later movie that we watched. Yeah. Where that every fucking shot was either out of focus, you couldn't tell what you were supposed to be looking at.
The killer was supposed to be like this ghost thing, but he just looked like a serial killer with like a,
and the noose thing.
And he had the like executioner's hood over his head, which I'm pretty sure in that when he was hung, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
He's carrying a noose. He put the set back together because they went in to tear the set apart because he's a jock and they're like, they all have to take drama. And it doesn't fucking make sense.
Yeah, we don't want to take drama. Me.
And nerds. They're locked in a school and they don't know what to, and then they find like this hidden fucking passage and the TVs. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Nothing makes any fucking sense. Ever.
There's
remember when he like shrunk the shirt of the nerd?
Oh.
There's like nerds in this that don't come back.
Which we thought were going to come back.
I feel like there's things cut out. We even looked at like trivia and it said there's like 7 deaths and there weren't.
There's only like 4.
Like 4.
Yeah.
And they're all off screen. The only decent part is like the girl's neck wounds, like she was being strained, they keep getting worse.
Yeah, I thought that was cool, but then it doesn't go anywhere.
No, she ends up doing a vlog, basically. And then like it just suddenly there's a noose around her neck and she doesn't realize it. How do you not realize that someone just slipped a noose over
it's
your
like
head?
Somebody behind her is like slowly putting the noose down and she's
how
like
do you
oh, I'm so scared. Well, they try to Blair Witch it. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's in the trailer and it's the fucking poster.
Well, no, remember, because it's different because
oh yeah, it's on the other side.
Yeah, throw you off.
Fuck this stupid movie.
And then the ending's basically the equivalent of cut to black gunshot. Pretty much the same thing.
The girl's crazy with her rah, mom and
rah, the scream. Oh, that's done.
I hate everyone involved in this film.
I remember I went on the IMDb to see what the main douche actor does, and he apparently plays the same role in everything.
Yeah, douche actor. Just I'm a douche sure actor. He like works at an Orange Leaf somewhere.
Just a douche.
He's a fucking douche. I like
because he looks like a douche.
He's a douche who can't. These people cannot fucking act.
It's overacting to the extreme.
Like the main guy and the girl are the best.
There's the scene where he's like trying to cry.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you try.
They're not good. They overreact immediately. And they hate fucking theater. Fuck the theater. We all have to take it. Somebody tell me of one school in the world that makes you do plays in high school.
Well, see, because I remember high school, you had to at least do something that was like musical.
See, I didn't have to do that.
Oh, really? Okay, see, I had to. That's why I took musical theater, because I didn't want to be in band.
Okay, see, we didn't have to do that.
But you never had to take actual like drama.
No, like to act in the play. No. Now, see, yeah, high school didn't have anything like that. And music appreciation, though. I took that class.
Maybe that was another one that we did. I just remember I did musical theaters as an excuse to watch musicals.
Okay. Fuck this movie. Fuck the gallows. Fuck the gallows.
I can't believe it was in theaters.
Fuck the gallows.
Yeah, fuck.
In 2015, this was in theaters. This would maybe make it on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Well, after I watched it, I was confused on why this wasn't one of those movies on fucking popcorn TV.
I have no idea how this made it in the theater. No fucking clue.
I could see direct to DVD.
Yeah,
or
maybe.
Or maybe a really shitty Netflix original?
No, not Netflix. Sci-Fi.
Sci-Fi original?
This would be a sci-fi
okay,
original.
Yeah, because Netflix originals have been getting a little better.
Yeah, Netflix originals are pretty good. This is sci-fi written all over it. This is like a shitty Asylum movie.
Yeah.
Like if you know how Asylum is like knockoffs? It'd be like if there was a company that was a knockoff of Asylum. Oh, wait, that's probably Blumhouse. But,
yeah, that's Blumhouse. Oh, yeah.
Burn Blumhouse. Like the next level down.
Okay, next. Okay, so we have Asylum, would be, Blumhouse. And
would
then,
be the gallows.
Fuck, what is under Blumhouse?
Just pile of shit. It's just a pile of shit. It's like if a shit could take a shit.
And then that shit took a shit.
No, that shit ate the original shit and then shit it out.
But it was diarrhea.
This okay. is like the human centipede of shit.
The human shitipede.
That is better than the gallows. If Lincoln threw up in my mouth right now, I would still say that was a better experience than the gallows.
Am I violently throwing up in your mouth or am I trying to nourish you like a bird?
No, you're violently throwing up.
What have I eaten?
Doesn't matter.
Have I cheesed out?
It's like just pure Taco Bell for a week.
But that wouldn't be that bad because all you eat is rice and beans.
That'd be pretty bad.
I'm saying if I cheesed out, okay. That would be the worst.
Yeah, and you down like a gallon of spoiled milk.
Oh, God.
This is like that milk vomit. So it's still like cold as it's coming into my mouth and good. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
More enjoyable than the gallows.
I would enjoy doing that more than watching the gallows.
I would, if you told me right now that I had two options, I could set myself on fire or watch the gallows again, light me the fuck up. So I hated this movie. This was it's not even this is incompetence.
Yeah, it's not insulting. It's just
I feel like I could hand a camera to high school students right now, our local high school, and they could make something that is better than this. They would at least understand what a film is.
And I understand that you need characters that you give a shit about.
And you need a story that makes sense. You need to explain the motives of the story.
Instead of us just guessing, like, why does he kill? Why is he doing this?
You're just left to assume, like, well, he died because of an accident, is what the movie tells you. Well, no, he's obviously getting revenge. And somebody built fucking trapdoor. This goddamn gallows.
That's really the biggest thing that's just fucking ridiculous.
So it wasn't an accident. And then, like, they have to act it out in the end.
But then it, like, actually was an accident, right?
I don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure that it actually just was an accident. And the only reason why he was getting revenge was because...
They're doing the play again?
Well, no, because the kid's dad was supposed to have been his part, but then he ditched, so he was trying to get revenge on his son.
The only thing the movie did was... Well, no, they gave two reasons why the kids came back. Why was his daughter in on it? The kids came back before she ever did. They came back to destroy the set. She didn't need to be in on it at all. She could have stayed the fuck home.
Yeah, why did she need to be there? Because they needed that
twist ending.
Yeah, she didn't kill anybody, did she?
No.
Yeah, why the fuck was she there? Because they were trapped there.
They were already trapped.
By paranormal blah blah blahs.
I guess so you could have the end where they reenact the play and then he chooses to like hang himself thinking he'll save her. To make it. It's fucking stupid.
The only good thing that came from this...
Is that it ended.
Was... it made me think of a serial killer that hangs people with nooses would be pretty cool. So if somebody could actually...
I'm sure
like,
it's happened.
Somebody could like do that and it'd actually be cool.
This isn't a serial killer though. It's spooky ghosts.
Well, it's supposed to be a serial killer because remember that's how they marketed it.
Oh yeah, they said it's like the new Jason or something.
Yeah, the new Jason and shit.
Who can make people pretend the door's locked. Remember that? That exit door and like it's obviously... The handle's obviously turning and it's obviously opening, but they have to pretend like it won't open. Yeah.
Why didn't they just have somebody on the other side pushing it? Just
lock the fucking door.
Did you just lock it or have somebody on the other side pushing against it?
Just literally lock it. It's a door.
Acting, Kyle. Acting.
They weren't.
What was the next movie, Kyle?
Predators was the next movie.
That's right. A lot better than I remember.
It was fun. Forgettable as fuck.
I had you watch the fucking worst part in the movie, though.
That was the best part.
Just the schlockiest schlock.
That was the best.
The Japanese Yakuza has a samurai battle. I've been waiting for you to see that for like a year.
The worst thing about this movie is there's stuff in it that they cut the fuck and it made no sense. Like Forrest Whitaker.
Are you Turtle Blood right now?
Turtle Blood. They cut the fuck out of it.
Okay, there we go.
I said cut the fuck. I know what I meant. Just accept it. It's cool. It's hip. I'm hip with the kids. Like, that whole scene didn't make sense to me. You had to explain to me what it was before they cut it down.
Yeah, because I know a lot about this movie.
Like, there's a lot of exposition by characters that should know nothing. Adrian Brody should have no fucking clue what's going on.
Well, the biggest thing with that is because the original movie was supposed to come out way sooner than it did. You know, this was 2007, I think.
Something like that.
This was supposed to come out in like 93.
Okay.
And they were supposed to have gotten Arnold Schwarzenegger
to be... Which would have made sense of why he would have known.
So he would have known everything. But then since it's way later and they chose Adrian Brody...
So 15 years later, you don't like tweak the script a little?
I mean, come on. Like, he knows all this shit and doesn't even, like, think... He doesn't question anything.
He shouldn't know any of it.
Yeah. He's like, oh, that happened. Well, obviously, it's because, you know, they can camouflage themselves.
But then later, you get introduced to a character that does know everything, but instead, he's like, I'm going to start a fire, and then he kills him. Or then they kill him.
Yeah. Well, they don't kill him. The Predators.
I've been hiding for years, and then he immediately gets killed. I'm like, what? What was the point of this?
The cool thing about this movie that I enjoy is how the new Yautja...
I like the designs.
Yeah, all the Yautja look awesome, and the characters are pretty generic, but at least they kind of have character to them.
I liked fake Michelle Rodriguez. I thought the doctor's side plot, serial
killer...
That
was stupid. It was the worst. Yeah, I hated that more than
Why was that in the movie?
They didn't.
Fucking Predators. They were being hunted by an alien race.
And then the ending where Adrian Brody just literally reenacts Predator 1 was dumb.
Yeah, and he didn't do anything with it.
He didn't do it well.
He's like, I'm going to smear mud on myself and then stand in front of fire where I would probably blend in anyway. I think if you smeared yourself in mud and then stood in front of fire, you just made it to where he can fucking see you because there's an outline of heat around you.
There was, remember, when he looks at him.
Like, what was the point of the mud other than like, hey, remember this?
And then the
slack-jawed line was in there. I liked what there was.
It's fun. It could have been a much better movie.
I never fully bought Adrian Brody as, like, action star.
Mm-hmm. I never actually thought he was a badass or anything.
What I saw in his badass moments was Adrian Brody trying to pretend to be a badass. I'm glad they killed off Danny Trejo early. Not a fan of Danny Trejo.
I like Daniel. I don't think he's like a good
He's not a lead. Actor. He shouldn't be a lead.
Shouldn't be a leader.
I like fake Michelle Rodriguez, though. I thought she did a good job.
Yeah, there's so much more to this movie that you can find. Like I said, I know way too much trivia about Predators reason. Liked
the plot other than Doctor bullshit. I love the designs. I thought they were great. I like the callbacks to the original.
The Doctor's thing also was supposed to be bigger because in like the original kind of storyline for it, it was that multiple groups were sent down and each one of them had an actual doctor. So you never were to kind of think that maybe he was going to be bad or something. You just immediately thought he was a doctor.
You know he is because...
Yeah.
It's these mercenaries and murderers and a doctor.
It's so like, if they would have kept with the original of where it's stated that every group has a doctor, it would have been more of a twist.
It would have been a twist.
Yeah.
Instead, it's like, oh, we're in a pit. We're going to die. There's these aliens around us. I'm going to murder you, though. But I'm not. I'm going to, like, inject you with this thing that conveniently I found on this planet. Don't know why my plan was before that.
Yeah, but there's this plant that he immediately knows what it is, but that doesn't make sense because it's an alien plant, but he knows what venom it has. And
everyone in this movie knew things they shouldn't know. Her, she's the only one because she worked for the place that studied them. Remember, she knew what they were. She's the only one that, like, has a reason to know.
Well, yeah, because it was originally supposed to be Arnold, and then the fucking Predator from Predator 2, like the Elder Predator, was supposed to be at the end of the movie. So it's supposed to tie everything together. Okay. There's supposed to be characters that knew about shit.
Yeah, there weren't really.
But no.
Potential was there, but whatever. I did enjoy it for what it was. It's a stupid action movie.
Samurai Fight still fucking sucks. It's so stupid.
But it's so ridiculous that it's great.
I know.
The reason it sucks is because you have this ridiculous ass fucking scene that they mainly shoot with a really long wide shot and it's over really quickly. If you're going to have Samurai Fight, fucking Predator, you fucking go all out with that shit.
Yeah.
I want to see some like old school ridiculous like kung fu going on in this.
Well, Kyle, I'll have you know that.
And I didn't know if you knew that. I'm pretty sure everyone in the Yakuza is fucking Kung Fu Samurai.
So fun fact of a little trivia that I'll tell you about that scene. Did you know that in the original script, it was supposed to be like that?
That would have been badass.
The reason why that they went against it is because the actor who is Japanese from Japan knew actual like kendo and said that basically is not necessarily his character, but it was just like, I can actually fight kendo. Let me actually do how you're supposed to fight in kendo instead of be crazy.
Nah, I should have been crazy. He was wrong.
Well, they instead switched it to the old, like...
Can you imagine, like, Jackie Chan style, just fight scene?
Fuck.
How great would that have been?
Well, they wanted it to mirror, you
they
know,
they should
like
have Crouching Tiger that motherfucker.
Oh, fuck.
I'm just saying, go all fucking out if you're gonna have this
and
ridiculous scene.
There's originally supposed to be the Chinese Predator, the girl that gets raised by predators or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She was supposed to be in the movie. Never happened. Probably for the best.
Yeah. Would have been another thing that wouldn't be needed. But, you know, go watch Predator. Don't watch Predator 2, though. Which I'm glad you watched it again. No.
Hold on.
Predator 2 is terrible.
I know it is, but I would say watch the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, the credits. Just watch the credits.
No, not the credits. The last 10 minutes, the reason why the last 10 minutes are cool is because they have my favorite Predator designs, and I think the ship is really cool.
Overall, the movie's stupid.
Overall, it's not.
All right, next movie. We talked about Predators more than I thought we would. Repo, the Genetic Opera.
I can talk about Predator for like 5 days in a row.
What can you talk about Repo?
Not that long.
It's a musical. It's like a rock opera, if you will, with a really cool premise of it's kind of futuristic. If you need organ transplants, this company will give it to you. But if you don't pay back the bill in time, they will repossess the organs. And the repo man is fucking Giles from Buffy. Sarah Brightman's in it. She's fantastic. Never thought I'd say this. Paris Hilton is great in this movie. I really like her. Sarah Brightman steals the show to me. It's really good. If you don't like musicals, you won't like it. It is a musical, and if the words Paris Hilton make you just vomit,
then
she is good in this. She plays Amber Sweet.
You know, go watch House of Wax.
Yeah, if you want to watch a bad movie with her, watch that one. I really like Repo. I love the music.
I think it's really fun. It's a very fun movie.
Yeah, it's definitely watch it. Give it a watch. It has a good story, and the music is fucking great.
Yeah.
I want the soundtrack. I just want all soundtracks.
Give me that soundtrack.
Give me all this. I'll just eat them all. Let's eat all the CDs. Next movie has two titles.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Its main title, from what we can tell, is The Untold, but our copy was called Sasquatch.
So, of course, I had to buy it.
We didn't buy it. We rented it.
Turd blood.
We did a review on this one. It's coming out. I still feel like we need to talk about it a little bit.
I just want to talk about turtle blood because we've said the phrase turtle blood in a couple of things now, and I think people need to know what we're talking about.
There's a character in this that we're pretty sure is drunk to the point of passing out at all times. We can't understand what he's saying ever. Is it turtle blood?
And there's a scene where I'm pretty convinced that he does in fact say the phrase turtle blood.
Hold on. I have my notes in front of me from Sasquatch.
Oh.
See some of his lines.
Oh, I have him right here too.
There's gear in there called Much of House.
Oh yeah, there's gear in there called Much of House.
It took us so long to understand what this motherfucker was saying. The editing in this film is garbage. Scenes last like half a second. I'm just going, Emma! And then the scene cuts. They end up in different places. The Sasquatch looks ridiculous.
Well, they're not even able to frame shots in any way, shape, or form. There's a scene where it kind of rotates around the campfire, but every scene is the person that you're supposed to be focused on that's talking at the campfire. You can't see them because
they're behind a shoulder?
Yeah, they're behind a shoulder or behind somebody's back.
We'll have an episode coming out soon. You can listen to that. But I do want to talk about the ending shot again. They literally squished the frame. The aspect ratio just goes to shit. And they left it in. I think this was an artistic design. I think this was purposely done.
See, what I think is that something happened in editing and they just went with it. They were like, well, I guess just fucking blow it up. Just stretch it.
Just mind-boggling that this was in a film. Holy fuck. Lance Hendrickson. It's the only reason we watched it.
I watched it.
Well, on Sasquatch.
Fucking Sasquatch.
Ugh. Not good.
Not good. Watch the Big F.
Watch the Big F.
Say that a million times.
Still, so far, the only... We still need to watch that one that he told us to watch.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have it written down. We'll watch it sometime.
So we'll watch it sometime. Next film. It's one of the best zombie films. Day of the Dead.
So good.
The Romero one, the original.
Yeah. The only reason why I wanted to watch this again is because I just remember how great Savini's effects were on it, and they still blow me away to this day.
I just love the overacting.
Oh, God.
He's over here giving us Greek salad. I love his character.
I just love the movie. I like it a lot more than I remember. Because I remember after I watched it, because I really watched like the first three. When I watched them the first time, I watched them consecutively.
Yeah.
I didn't like Day of the Dead. I don't know why.
Because it's so much different.
But I like it a lot more now. I definitely think it's...
I mean, you know, you go from like zombies to we're teaching the zombie to shoot a gun, which is ridiculous, but Romero made it work. After that, he should have quit. It's all downhill for that dude. But we met him. He doesn't know where he's at. Poor guy. He's just like, give me money.
Yeah.
Yeah, zombie. I fucking loved it. If you haven't seen it, the original, not the remake, the original.
I want to watch the remakes.
Joe Pilato, you need to watch it for him. Every line he screams. Every fucking line.
It's amazing.
And it echoes because they're in like a cave.
Every fucking line that he has, I want tattooed on my body.
Yeah. He's great. Him and then like the doctor guy. The main
doctor
guy.
Oh my God. He's so good.
Ugh. All right. We're up to day 28, Lincoln.
28?
This is probably my favorite film that we watched. It's The Conjuring.
Oh, yes.
I am so happy to say that I love this film.
It was so good. So good.
Didn't want to watch it when it first came out. Not because it's too spooky, but it's modern horror. And by the time I had heard about it, I'm like, oh, it's makers of, or it's Annabelle. It's like a prequel to Annabelle or whatever. Like, fuck that. Because Annabelle looks stupid. The Conjuring is great.
Yeah, really, really good.
It is fucking great.
It's generally creepy. Generally just unsettling throughout. And I think it's a really pretty movie. I think all the colors.
We did accidentally get you an exorcism too early.
Yeah. Wasn't expecting that.
No. Unlike the Amityville Horror remake, this is more like a modern Amityville Horror.
Mm-hmm. Very subtle for the most part. And then what shit gets crazy, it's not the same shit happening.
No, it's different. And you don't always expect it.
Well, and then it ramps up very well.
It's not really jump scares.
Which I was very concerned about.
And we kept calling them. We kept trying to call them, and they weren't really there.
Yeah, because we normally try to call jump scares before they happen in movies. And this one, we were wrong most of the time.
Yeah, The Conjuring was a pleasant surprise. Patrick Wilson's great. We watch him, and I think his name's Patrick Wilson. If I got it wrong, who cares?
Which I like him better than in the second movie that we watched him in.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that, motherfucker.
Because that's where I didn't like him, but I actually liked it in this movie.
I thought he was great in this. Warren. I want to watch The Conjuring too.
I do too. It just came out on Blu-ray. So
yeah, I don't really want to watch Annabelle. I'll tell you that. No. Annabelle is in this movie.
Conjuring 2 is supposed to be pretty good.
Yep. And this one kind of...
Or not Conjuring 2.
Yeah, Conjuring 2.
Oh, yes, Conjuring 2.
I was going to say, if you say Annabelle, I'm supposed to see it. I hope so, because I really want to see it. This movie really was creepy. And that's a rare thing in horror nowadays. Most of the ones we find creepy are because they're calling back. This one kind of did. I thought the exorcism stuff was really kind of unsettling because they have a sheet over the whole time.
It was so good. Yeah, because she like vomits blood in it. I thought that was really sick looking. Did we watch? Wait, what was our next one?
Oh, you don't remember our next one?
What was the next
one? It's another found footage film.
Oh, no.
Alien Abduction.
Oh, no. I forgot that was the next one. Fuck that movie. Fuck that movie.
The aliens were ridiculous looking.
This, you know, okay. Honestly, I want you to go and watch this. I want you to watch the first 15 minutes. You're done.
I want to sum up this movie. A handycam camcorder survives a fall from outer space. It survives a fall from outer space. The movie ends with an alien videotaping the inside of his spaceship until he throws it out like a garbage chute.
And then it tumbles through the stratosphere.
And lands.
And the government gets it. And then, yes.
There's a redneck guy in this. That guy's pretty awesome.
Well, yeah, because he's an actually fun character.
I don't understand why the aliens were chasing these people. Why these people?
Yeah, it didn't make sense.
What's so special about this? Oh, my God, and the aliens.
Kyle, we're on the highway, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Kyle, we're on the highway.
Let's reenact the dad. Ready? I'll be the dad.
Okay, you're the dad? Okay.
Hey, we're having fun, man. We're having fun. Oh, the GPS isn't working. That's weird, but we're having fun.
Oh, that's weird. Are we on the highway, though?
Fuck you! We're not getting off the highway, you son of a bitch. Get out of the car. I don't know where the dad becomes an asshole.
Like, yeah, it's like a drop of a hat.
And it serves no purpose.
Well, I think they were trying to do like a Blair Witch kind of thing. Where he gets
angry. They were trying to... Okay. They talk about how they're camping, right? And they're so far off the highway. At the first campsite, there's a crane shot that pulls up when they see the lights. And we see the highway 5 feet away from them.
But they don't even try to like edit it out or anything.
It's we see
a car goes by.
Remember, like before that, he's like, we're going to walk up this trail. And I'm like, that's the road. That's a road. That's a paved road. I can see a road sign.
There's fucking signs
but
everywhere.
Then later they're like, we need to stay on this highway. I'm like, this is like a country back road. And they make one turn. One turn. GPS isn't working. We're lost. We're fucking lost.
Yep, it's over. We're low on gas. We're done.
Now I have no gas. What kind of shit-ass dad goes on a trip and doesn't check? Fucking stop for gas. They think there's a gas station out here. You're in the woods. And you made one turn. Just turn around.
Well, that, and then they go past someone's house, and they don't go up to the house to ask them where the gas station is.
Because they gotta go back. Like, go back.
Oh, yeah.
The redneck guys.
Oh, yeah. And in this movie, the main character that's videotaping everything is autistic, and it has nothing to do with anything.
That's just their excuse. It makes him feel calm when he videotapes. Wow, that's great. You killed the 13-year-old autistic kid. It's fine. Everybody dies. The aliens kill them all. They, like, fold up the woman. Remember
that? That was pretty cool, though. I like that.
I like when people get folded up. That looked cool in Blair Witch, too.
Mm-hmm.
Holy fuck. Insidious. I'm just going into it.
All right.
So day 30 was Insidious.
And the only reason why we watched Insidious was because of...
We wanted to see if we still hated it.
Well, yeah. And after watching The Conjuring, I was like, you know what? I'll give Insidious a try again. Because I remember when I saw it, I hated it.
I hated it more.
Yeah.
I hated it more.
The reason why I hated it was because in the mess that was Insidious, I think there was something there that could have been good. I think there's a lot of cool visuals.
No.
No. See,
that main demon
cool,
game was...
No, not that.
What
visual
are you
talking
about then?
I'm talking about the visuals of like the seance where she has
the gas mask
on. I thought that was really cool, rather unsettling. A lot of the visuals when he's in the kind of when he's doing like the astral projection.
He's in the further.
It could have been cool. And some of it was kind of cool, like the creepy smiling people. In another movie could have been utilized.
Yeah, I did like that imagery.
So there's visuals in it that
it's like We
are
Happy
good.
Few.
Yeah.
Just like that.
But, you know,
the
I'm
plot's
sorry, but
stupid.
There's a lot of people that really like this movie, and I
Why?
See it all the time mentioned in like Reddit threads of recommendations for horror movies and stuff. I don't get it.
It's not scary.
I don't get
There's nothing scary about this film. It's not a horror film.
And it doesn't have really
this
a
This is more like a
plot.
Fantasy. The plot's just thrown together.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I was describing this to somebody like last week because I was getting ready to watch it again. I remember I said the first time I saw it, and this was concreted by the second time I saw it, of it felt like that all of these ideas they had were really cool, and then they just shoved them all together. They didn't take any out, they just shoved
it's
them
just
all together.
It was stupid. I hate Insidious.
It's not good.
Yeah, I don't know why people like it. I mean like three of them by now.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? It'd be the same shit.
Because I think the second...
You think the tiptoe through the tulips demon guy's back? Or
no,
just the guy in face paint?
No, it's supposed to be the...
The old lady?
Yeah. I think it's like the second one deals with her possessing the main character and something.
Well, that's
something.
How this one ends.
And then the third movie, I think, is a prequel where the...
It's all about the old lady,
psychic lady? No. The psychic that dies, it's about her when she's younger. I think that's what that's about.
It's fucking stupid.
I think it's her when she's younger dealing with the son. Or not the son, the fucking...
The dad.
The dad. There we go.
Yeah, so that'd be the old lady.
Yes.
That's what I just said. Thanks. Okay. God damn it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the séance chick.
No, talking about the fucking old lady that's played by a dude. Can't even get a fucking... It's fucking insidious. It's not gallows bad, but it's shit.
It's just not good.
It's not scary.
I think the tiptoe through the tulips thing is dumb.
It is dumb.
Because, again, in a different movie, I think it could have maybe been creepy, but I don't even think that's creepy.
Your main...
Well, I don't think that...
Your evil demon in this is comical.
I don't think that using old music with a creepy demon in anything is creepy.
Well, especially when you show the demon sewing at a sewing machine and dancing in a living room. Or when you freeze frame him when he pops up behind the guy and it looks silly.
Or the bad CGI when he's walking on the walls.
Yeah.
And the fact that your main demon, oh yeah, he's red, has horns, and has cloven feet. How original.
And just like a black bodysuit.
Oh, that's so spooky.
Silly. It's just dumb. Move on. All right. Do you want to preface day 31 with why we watched
it? Yeah, I want to talk about why we watched this movie. So.
Lincoln's big scaredy cat.
Here we go. All right. My parents didn't like horror movies. Never watched a horror movie for a very long time. There was an instance where I accidentally watched a horror movie. I accidentally watched The Exorcist.
Mm-hmm.
It was on TNT. I was like 10, maybe? Yeah, I think it was like 10.
And you were also raised to believe this shit's like real, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. So my family is religious, but not like super crazy religious. I mean, my dad was a minister, but not crazy. I don't know. It's weird. Like,
you say ministers are crazy?
No. Oh, yeah. That's right here.
I'll fight you right now.
Well, my dad primarily did like religious counseling. He wasn't actively preaching in fire and brimstone stuff. There was a short period of time where my parents were involved with a new church and they kind of became a little fire and brimstone-y. This is around the time where I had to get rid of my Pokemon stuff and Digimon stuff because they believed that Satan was in them. So during this period of time, I felt like anything I did, if I fucked up, I was just going to get fucking possessed by Satan. Parents were forcing me like, you're going to fucking get possessed by a demon, you little shit. I was like, holy fuck. So one night I accidentally watched The fucking Exorcist, and I have not, it's been 14 years since I've seen this movie, because I've been scared of it my entire life. And it's the best horror movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, I told you, this is why I've been telling you to watch it. You were spooked.
I joked about it, but the thing is, I am legitimately still scared by The Exorcist. It fucking scares me. I told you the next day, I had a lot of trouble sleeping. But it was like a good way. It's like after eating hot sauce.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, it's not that I'm still scared by it, but it's not a detrimental kind of scare.
It's a legitimately creepy fucking movie. And we did watch the extended cut with the new stuff.
Yeah, just think of the time frame that it came out and everything. Yeah.
So we saw the spider walk.
Yeah. But yeah, I just remember watching it when I was a kid and never being able to watch another movie. A horror movie like that until, you know, American Werewolf in London, I think, was maybe like the first one after that I watched, but I don't really think that's a horror movie.
It's pretty much a horror movie, yeah.
I don't know, like creature features are kind of different for me, because that's one thing my dad did like, was he liked the old Universal monsters. We used to watch like Attack of the Giant Leeches, shit like that all the time. So creature feature stuff never bothered me. I was able to watch that pretty much throughout my childhood. Anything with exorcisms, though, or like that kind of supernatural stuff?
That's why we knew this, and we've been building them up, because basically the asshole said, you're watching The fucking Exorcist. It's like, you're old enough now, we need to move on. We kind of fucked it up with The Conjuring, we didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know that there was an exorcism in it.
But even then I knew, I'm like, this does not compare to The Exorcist. We had some friends come over, they wanted to watch you cry.
I didn't cry, I was okay.
No, but I think they thought you might. I think you probably did a little bit.
I legitimately...
It was funny to look over at you sometimes, until you were legitimately...
Yeah.
You were like, yeah, I'm not, like, not sure. You could tell you were not sure about this movie, but you powered through.
I wasn't gonna, yeah, I wasn't gonna give up or anything. I knew that I needed to watch it.
I say that. If you were like legitimately like, I can't do this, we would have turned the movie off.
Yeah. But,
and then Mercedes would have never let you live with
well,
the fuck
down. Well, no, here's the thing. I think Mercedes was legitimately like concerned about me.
Yeah, I know Voltron was. They yeah. weren't happy that I was.
But it was. It was, I knew that being such a big horror fan, I needed to watch.
You need to see this because it is the best horror movie ever made.
Yeah. I think I talked to you about this. I'm not sure if I've talked about it in another episode, but I do want to talk about the Holy Trinity of horror to me now. Exorcist fucking changed the game.
All right.
I have three movies that I think are the perfect horror movies.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about them real fast because I want to see if you agree with me. One of them is not The Thing, so you're probably going to tell me that you hate me.
I won't hate you, but The Thing would be in my three. I bet two of them are the same, though.
All right. So we have The Exorcist, number one. Because, well, not number one, because I think they go hand in hand. This is the Holy Trinity. This is the Holy Trinity. The Exorcist is the best when it comes to any, like, paranormal horror movie. We're dealing with anything that involves demons, paranormal, hauntings, anything like that. This is just the bar at the very top.
Oh, yeah.
It deals with all that stuff. So then we have Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween is, you know, quintessential slasher, 80s, everything that involves a killer, somebody getting away from the killer that's a teenager, blah, blah, all that jazz.
Yep.
Then Alien, because Alien covers sci-fi horror, creature features, and body horror for me.
See, I would put The Thing in that place, which covers the same things.
I think, I don't know. I just like Alien more.
I love The Thing.
Yeah.
But I do agree with the other two.
I've also become obsessed with The Exorcist now.
Have you?
Yeah.
Don't watch fucking two.
Huh? Don't I'm going to watch two.
Lincoln.
There's nothing you can do to stop me to watch two now.
Lincoln, I can kill you.
No, the reason why I'm obsessed with The Exorcist is because after I watched The Exorcist, the next day when I finally did wake up because I did not go to sleep for a while, rough night, I was watching like documentaries on it and stuff, and I did find my copy of the book, so I'm going to read the book now.
Okay, I've never read the book. So.
And I, because I've overcome it, I want to watch like more like exorcism stuff just to kind of like get it out.
They're not very good.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about,
I'm just saying other exorcism movies.
I thought there was they're not Emily Rose because that one's not.
The Last Exorcism?
Yeah, that one. I thought that one was supposed to be good.
That's all right. Okay. The Exorcism of Emily Rose is just a fucking court drama.
Yeah.
It's a misleading son of a bitch.
I want to see that, and I...
The problem with exorcism movies since The Exorcist is they just steal from The Exorcist.
The series, though, I started watching that, and I'm very glad.
You should watch Repossessed. The Leslie Nielsen spoof.
Oh, that's right.
Starring Linda Blair. If you like Leslie Nielsen spoof movies, you'll like it.
Okay. I love fucking Dracula Dead and loving it.
Yeah, I just love Leslie Nielsen. Gone too soon.
But yeah, like, even now, the one scene in The Exorcist that I think is the creepiest to me is when he puts his hand on her head and the head goes to the side and then the puke is just, like, running out. I think that is the most unsettling thing.
Yeah.
That entire sequence.
Well, if you think about unsettling, think about this movie came out in 1973 and here's a child with a crucifix violently, I wouldn't say masturbating.
It's not really masturbating. It's just more so just
yelling, fuck me, and putting it in there and grabbing her mom's head and shoving it down there and just saying, lick me. And the head spinning. The spider walk wasn't in the original.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the book, I think. No, yeah, the puke thing because the eyes, the way they are.
Everything about it is just so unsettling. And to have a movie, I love it when I get scared by a horror movie. I love it.
Yeah.
And not in a jump scare bullshit way.
No, like a real, you don't want to turn the lights off way.
Yeah.
Jump scares don't do that to me. They shouldn't do that to anybody.
And that's why I call it the Holy Trinity, because Halloween affected me the same way. I was pretty scared of Halloween afterwards. Extremely scared of Alien afterwards.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
See, I wasn't scared of Alien.
I was really scared of Alien.
Halloween, yes. Yeah, not Alien. I wasn't scared of The Thing either, and I love it.
Yeah, well, I've never been scared of that.
I just love that fucking movie. Yeah, Exorcist still gets me every time.
And just all of the lighting used in the last scene and how you can see their breath.
They actually refrigerated the room.
Yeah, I was reading all about the trivia and stuff for it. And God, just everything about it is just so fucking good. And the fact that all of these side plots are fleshed out.
And they serve a purpose.
They serve a purpose. You like all the characters.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy how a movie can do that nowadays. And you actually care about Regan.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see her as a normal, cool kid.
So is The Exorcist 3 supposed to be good, though?
I don't remember the 3. I just remember
one was supposed to be good.
2.
And you know, it's kind of weird that I can never do, I don't know, with like satanic stuff. Like, I can do anything that involves like Satan and like demons. But as soon as you get into possession, that's where I drew. That's where I couldn't do it.
Well, you've crossed that line now.
You're but now good. I'm all in it. I'm done.
Yeah, I am glad that we finally convinced you to watch one of the best. That, I think that's what I was more upset about. I could pick on you about it. But I'm like, do you understand what you're missing? You like horror.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? Can you not watch The Exorcist?
Because I thought I was going to be possessed by the devil, Kyle.
Well, if you were, I would just throw you down the stairs.
So, Kyle, how did you feel about our 31 days?
I felt like we watched 31 movies.
I think it was better than last year.
We watched some shit last year.
And last year, what we tried to do this year was branch out more and only watch ones that we've seen previously, kind of as a last resort.
Yeah.
Or if it's one that, like, Day of the Dead, or I just really, really wanted to watch it.
Yeah,
again.
We tried to watch new stuff. Last year, not so much. We got lazy.
Well, last year, we did watch Reanimator, and I'm super glad we watched that because I never saw that.
Oh, you never seen that?
Yeah,
yeah, but we also watched Twixt. And House's October Built.
Good things did come out of that one, though. Good things.
What came out of House's October Built? It was good. What?
We have a bar of the worst found footage. I don't know, though, because Gallows.
Gallows is worse than House's October Built. I will
see,
go on.
I don't know. I'm going to have to.
House's October Built had a coherent story.
Yeah, and the stuff between it was pretty cool.
We knew why they were filming. Yeah. They gave us a reason.
Okay, I'll do that.
I'm not saying it was good, but it was better. It was a movie.
Kyle, next month, I have an idea.
30 Days of Turkey.
Or not. For next month.
Do you mean next month? What month are we?
November.
December? This is November.
Okay, so this month.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
I know what we need to do for the week of Thanksgiving.
Eat turkey.
No, I don't eat turkey. Well, I have tofu. Turkeys.
I'll eat the fuck out of a turkey.
Actually, I think I was going to try that this year. I want to try tofurkey?
Will you just be an adult and eat a fucking dead bird? It's dead anyway.
Can we
you go to the store, you think about you not buying that frozen turkey is going to come back to life? The motherfucker's dead, just eat it.
Can we watch
no.
movies that involve large birds?
Thanksgiving?
So Thanksgiving. Done. Well, Thanksgiving, obviously, on Thanksgiving. What else would we watch, though?
Thanksgiving 3?
Yeah, okay, so Thanksgiving
Poultrygeist.
3. Poultrygeist.
The Giant Claw.
Okay.
Follow That Bird.
What?
Sesame Street.
Oh, okay.
Big Bird. Birdemic 2.
Okay.
Beaks.
Then we need like one more. I think we just need one more.
The Birds?
Yeah. Hit it off with The Birds. That'd be good. Done.
We won't remember any of those that I just said.
Can we do every 30... Is it 30 days of Christmas?
31.
31 days. Can we do 31 days of Christmas, Kyle? Kyle, let's just keep going. Every month. We just watch one every fucking day. Fucking Christmas.
Problem with Christmas movies are they're all the same.
And then January, we watch all
Fuck
movies.
You, it's January.
Fuck you, it's January. So we just watch all the shitty movies that come out in January. February, 30 days of Valentine's
There aren't 30
Day.
Days in February.
29?
You're a fucking 28? Idiot. Jesus
Is it
Christ.
28?
Yes.
Okay, 28 days of
Oh my God, Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. Then March will be... we got in March. What happens in March?
Nothing.
So we just watch nothing but...
Movies about March.
Movies about...
Spring.
Musical instruments.
Why?
There's not that many holidays I care about. I just realized that.
No, we're not doing any of those. No. We are going to do some Christmas movies. Hey, you know what? You might get Krampus this year.
Oh, finally.
We recorded it once before. Fuck you, Audacity. I'm just... Don't fuck up. Don't fuck up, Audacity. This is a long one.
I had a lot of fun this year. I'm excited for next year.
Yep. We're going to watch shit next year.
Next year, we should... What I think we're going to try to do...
All remakes.
Yeah.
We discussed doing all 31 remakes.
We're either going to do all remakes...
Or sequels.
Or sequels. The other thing that we did talk about was maybe week by week have... like, first week is all ghost movies. Second week, all vampire. Third
I think
week,
we should blah, blah. Do... I think we should... We came up with 31 remakes.
We did. And then I can finally get you to watch the remake of Halloween again.
Nope.
I kept trying to get you to do it, like, every fucking day.
Fuck that movie.
Every day, I would say, let's watch the shitty version of Halloween.
Next year, we'll watch it.
All right.
And we'll watch the remake of I Spit on Your Grave.
And remake of Friday the 13th.
Are we just going to list all these remakes
I haven't
now?
Seen that yet.
Evil Dead, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, fucking...
Is this the thing we're really doing?
No, because I can't think of it.
Night of the
right
Living
now.
Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead.
There's a lot.
There are more than 31.
Can we watch Ghostbusters again?
We can. I'm not going to. Fuck, we should have saved Amityville, you son of a bitch.
Nah, we had to get that out of our system.
We didn't have to. It's just to shut you the fuck up.
So, in closing, Halloween was great. I had a very fun Halloween. Halloween needs to be every day. And also remember to follow us on Instagram.
No, be that.
And all that jazz. Give us a thumbs up, you know, like and subscribe. Support our Patreon. Got a Kickstarter coming up.
Yeah, it's not funny when we do this like five episodes.
Got an Indiegogo.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, cool. Halloween was fun.
Meh.
Bye.
Ooh, okay.